This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Rising temperatures across the country could drive more people to the Great Lakes region. No one knows exactly what climate change will mean for Wisconsin's population, but as Daniel Kading reports, the changing climate is already playing a role in some people's decision to relocate.
Right now, there's no room for anything.
Colleen Rooney and her husband, Jim, are still unpacking. They moved to their new lakeside home in Vilas County last month. When they arrived, tall snowbanks blocked their view of the water.
I actually had to hire someone to come take a skid loader and get the snow away from the garage so we can unload the truck.
The Rooneys lived in Las Vegas for 20 years. Rarely did they deal with snow, but they did face intense heat.
You just didn't go anywhere when it was 115 degrees outside. You know, just to walk from your car to a grocery store across that blacktop was brutal.
While it wasn't the sole factor, the couple says extreme heat played a role in their decision to move to Wisconsin. Now some people are asking whether climate change could end up bringing more people to the state. A new group has formed to examine climate migration. Anna Haynes is a professor at the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point who's heading a committee to explore the issue.
We kept hearing about people are moving because of climate, sea level rise, big hurricanes, wildfires. So should Wisconsin be worried about this?
Haynes says they'll examine the positive and disruptive effects of climate migration and share any practices that can help communities. Climate migration experts like Jesse Keenan say people may seek out the Great Lakes region for its abundant access to fresh water. He's a professor of sustainable real estate at Tulane University in New Orleans.
The Great Lakes are where you begin in many ways, in the upper Midwest in particular. It's just much more mediating change in climate.
Even so, Keenan says no place is immune to climate change. Temperatures in Wisconsin could rise between 2 and 8 degrees by mid-century. Steve Vavaris is director of the State Climatology Office and a climate scientist at UW-Madison.
We talk about Wisconsin maybe relatively better than other parts of the country, but relatively is the key term because we have our own challenges.
As the Southwest struggles with access to water, Wisconsin has seen too much. The last decade was the state's wettest on record since the 1890s, and the state saw flooding and major storms. But because Wisconsin hasn't typically seen intense heat, some people argue that global warming will benefit Wisconsin. In a recent Senate Budget Committee hearing, Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson had this to say about a recent study of the projected effects of rising temperatures.
In my own state, your study shows that we'd have a reduction in mortality of somewhere between 54 and 56 people per, I guess, 100,000. Why wouldn't we take comfort in that?
The study's authors say the effects of climate change will be very unequal. While Wisconsin may see fewer deaths due to cold, damages will be much worse across large sections of the country. Wisconsin saw a net gain of roughly 16,000 residents in the last year, and about half of them came from other states. But determining who may be a climate migrant is complex. That's according to Catherine Curtis, an environmental sociology professor at UW-Madison.
People tend to move for many reasons and sometimes intersecting reasons. And the climate or environmental conditions are certainly reasons for some people, but possibly only indirectly.
Colleen Rooney's family used to vacation and live in northern Wisconsin. Her emotional ties to the area played a role in the couple's decision to move. Curtis says federal census data shows most people moving to Vilas County come from nearby states, but they're also seeing residents relocate from states like California and Florida. She says that suggests climate migration could be happening, but stronger evidence is needed. While the Rooneys sought to beat the heat, they also had reservations about the cold. Jim says he initially moved away to escape long winters.
It seemed like things were mellowing out, but then we get up here and we got, you know, how many feet of snow and cold.
Even so, Colleen says there's not a snowball's chance they would ever move back out west. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.